Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. And so I'm going to ask you right now a question that needs to go to your core. What do you really think is happening here? And there are so many ways to interpret this situation. I know where I am. The entourage which has come in here, which we introduced to you, which has remained and will remain for the next days, is also aware. When the lights are turned off and the doors are locked and this room seems to be empty, it is not. For there is no clock for us, and the energy is still here and the rejoicing is still here. The love is still here. But perhaps you've come today to see a show. You're in a theater and there's a stage and there's lights and there's music. And it may soothe that part of you today which needs to be soothed. Is that what's happening today? Really? The information that's going to be presented on this stage in these next 2 days will pull upon your mind, your hearts, your emotions. There will be science. There will be potentials, possibilities. History will be shown. The ancients are here. But is that what you think? Or are you just here to hear something that is motivational? Make you feel better for a little while. Until you walk out of this place, get in your vehicle and leave. Well, I want to give you a choice. To turn a page in the paradigm of your life. I want you to take all of this in. The chanting, the beautiful sounds of the energy of frequencies through the air. The voices, the teaching, the reflections. I'd love it to go in and change your mind about what really might be happening on the planet. There are those who wish to walk out and always find something wrong with everything. And you'll say, yeah, but. No matter what is presented today, your mind in the synapse of your brain is going, yeah, but. You've always got a retort, don't you? Somehow you're going to sit upon this and say, well, it's not my reality. The invitation is to make it your reality. Dear old soul, this planet is not predestined to clean itself up. It's not predestined to go into a higher consciousness. You pass the marker, and what you do here is up to you. There is no predestination of what you're going to do, where you're going to go. In fact, the track record is pretty poor. Yeah, but. And you'd say, well, it's never happened before. Why should it happen now? But I had a good time in Shasta. Is that you? the old soul in this place and hearing these words are the only ones who are going to change the planet. Because you're going to have to own it. You're going to have to own this philosophy that it can be changed, number one. Number two, that the ancients told you it could be changed, expected you to change it. And three, that the potentials are so high in your favor. And if you walk out of here with a yeah, but, nothing's going to change on the planet. We just spent all of these minutes, these precious souls invested in energy. The theme was peace in Israel. That's the biggest yeah, but. For the historians have said it is impossible. The spiritual leaders said it is impossible. The predictions were it will fly apart. And all your life, all you've seen is trouble. And if you ask an Israeli, they'll say all of their history, all they've seen is trouble. Before they had Israel, there was trouble. There's always been trouble. And now to think that you could turn a page and there won't be is impossible. But what if you could turn a page and start a new paradigm? A slow realization with a higher consciousness among Israelis, Palestinians, Iranians, and others, that you just might have a chance to create something that no one ever prophesied. The New Jerusalem, the city on the hill, that historians will look back and say, isn't that something that they actually got together? I know where I am, dear ones. I have been with you all through humanity. I know the odds. I know it will not happen quickly. I know when it begins, there will be those who simply want to squash it and fight. I know there will be those who say we cannot be friends because history said we cannot be. I know that the synapse of the brain will often take over what the emotion of the heart knows better. And I also know that this is going to be a softer planet, and that the intuitive, the pineal, the emotions, and all of the things are starting to raise to the surface, and humanity is going to look at this situation and say, it's changing. Look, there will be organizations, mostly of young people, to start the ball rolling. They'll teach their young people. There'll come a time when there'll be three generations that did not teach each other who their enemies were. But instead, the potentials, history was this, and yet this is our potential. Let me ask you, American, who used to be your enemy? What great wars in this brief time you were here did you fight? And who are they today? They're not just your friends, they're your partners. You see, it is possible to rewrite history. You see? Don't count the years of hatred. Don't count the years. Yeah, but. What is the new paradigm when you walk out of the building? What about yourself? How many yeah, buts in here? I've tried this. And I'm supposed to turn a page today? Yes. How about that? What's wrong with that picture? Just because it hasn't happened, it never can? Tonight, I would like to give you some examples of how the universe, the galaxy, your body is helping you and standing by with its hand out for you to turn the page. But if you're going to object because you can't believe it, or it's never happened before, or there's always something wrong, you'll walk out of here just like you came in, and you had a good time. And that's not why we're here, not this year. This is year one. Literally, the potentials are in your lap. No predestination. But the potentials are high. So much is happening on this planet. With healing and science, physics, all starting to align for peace on earth, for extended life, for the joy of healing the incurable things. There is a new paradigm possible, and this is the beginning. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but it starts somewhere. And it's not in this room that it starts. It's all over the planet with like-minded. Those who are feeling don't even have this message. Those who are feeling it. And in the Middle East, watch for the impossible. Watch also for those who would object to the impossible and want it to stay the same. And watch the dynamics develop. Is it possible, dear ones, that this could be the beginning of what historians will talk about for the rest of the history of the planet? The time when the planet took upon itself to get along. That's the message. What is your reality about now? Having a good time or turning the page? I'll be back. And so it is.